Ferguson's Heating and Cooling, how can I help you?
Yes, hi, this is Catherine from Local Splash. Is this Dawn?
It is. Can you give me one quick second? Hold on.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sorry about that. I had to get in a spot where my phone will work because this place is crazy.
No worries, Dawn. Yes. I did see here you spoke with one of our specialists. My apologies. Mm-hmm. I was on a call earlier, so I had to request if maybe I could call you back. But
sure,
yeah,
no worries.
How can I help you?
Well, were there notes in there on what's going on?
I did see notes here. I did kind of have a gist about what's going on. This is regarding the listings, correct?
Part of it, yes. So, we had you guys fix some of our listings, and now they're gone. And then on top of that, we have, there's a whole bunch of listings that I've never even heard of that are, I click on them, and it says, sorry, the web server's down. It goes nowhere, basically, into a loop of nothing. Where did that go? There we go.
Okay. Do you, because I did check, and I'm sure that these directories listings are the current one that we do highly promote, because these are, these does help towards visibility and rankings. Is there anything that you can specifically pinpoint showing you that message?
Well, yeah. For instance, 757 Pages is a website that we have to be on. That's one of the top five, and I have never.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I haven't heard of a lot of them. I mean, sure, but they're I can't even remember now the ones that are missing because I didn't write them down.
Yes. Well, these are what we call, currently here at Local Splash, these are what we call directories listings, and these are the directories mm-hmm. that we do highly mm-hmm. promote in cases mm-hmm. where you wish to get pushed out to a uh-huh. wide range of directories that, to promote your business. And 757 Pages is one of them. That's correct. I look at 757 Pages as well, and I see that it's working. Our team wanted to.
That's not the one that wasn't working. Let me find the one. Instead of that, on these little the listings, the pictures aren't visible, so it looks like it's an empty page. So if I were a customer looking, I would just pass right by it.
I understand. That would definitely be our fault when it comes to that, but I'll have our team look into it.
So let me, there was one that went right to the end, did not work.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking into them as well. As we speak, I'm clicking on them, so maybe I could catch it too and help you
out. And then do you know where the other ones went that we had on there? I mean, can you go back and see which ones is this it?
Those are actually the previews, I would say, because we're constantly updating and we're constantly, I would say, developing, or we're constantly making sure that we keep on track to changes, specifically where we wanted the best towards our clients when it comes to visibility. So that was the previous set of directories that we have or that we provide to our customers. And those directories, after years and years of using them, I would say we were not able to get that much, help towards the algorithm of your visibility. That is why we've updated it to the current list of directories listings that we do have. Unfortunately, the previous directories listings, we are not able to do anything about them or make the edits. That's just one thing that we're not able to do. So,
right,
that's why we just updated the current directories listing. Because when I spoke with Cody, he was really concerned about, the SEO, the SEO because of the and symbol. And the and word. So that note, our team went ahead and get you the directories listings, which is the current one, to make sure that if you're to look into visibility and SEO, there is, because if you see there's a lot of lists in the directories listings, right? So it would actually outnumber those that were left and that those that said the N word. So currently there's a lot of those in, I would say, online that does have the N symbol instead of the N word. So that's going to outrun it. And that's going to keep the current business name with the N symbol more stable or more, I would say, more searchable.
I understand that. I understand why you wanted that. That's not why I was calling. It's just the listings alone. I'm sure people are looking at those listings. I don't doubt it for a minute.
Because you mentioned there are a few here that are not working. And, of course, I would agree to you as well. When I initially looked at it, I was thinking it's not working because the logos of the icons of these pages are not showing. It's just kind of like a logo of a globe or something, to which I've already raised that to our technical team. I'm sure they're working on it.
Yeah, because I used to do what these guys do. I did this for a living. I used to build websites and change platforms and the whole thing. Yeah. So with that being said, if those are going to be fixed, that's fine. But looking at these as a customer that would, like, look for something on these profiles, aren't there more, like, so Facebook's on here. It takes me right to my Facebook page, like, where I log in. Wouldn't there be Instagram or TikTok or any of these other ones that more people look at? Like, some of these I've never in my entire life.
Yes. Well,
number one, don't know if it's, like, legit or it's just a website that y'all put on there to bing us. You know what I mean? Which I understand that's part of it. But if nobody's looking at that, then nobody's going to find us because no one's looking for, like, Flip My Yard or where's that other one that didn't work? There's just a lot, like, and I did this type of job, so I know they're, like, stepping stones for, like local. I will see. It's just weird. This one's got two. We don't have X on there. We don't have Pinterest on there. Like, all these local ones that people have on theirs, we don't have on ours, like, on these listings, where people should be, like a basic platform that people would look at, like, younger kids, middle-aged people, you know what I'm saying? We have just random B2BCO, like, BizMarket. I understand BizMarket. I've seen that one.
Uh-huh.
But call-up contacts, Discover. Some of these I never even heard of, like, literally.
Totally
interesting. I get it. I'm not on the internet going to all these websites. I get that. But, like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, we don't have, like, some of the basic local ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, standard across the board.
Yes. Well, these listings, we call them directory listings, Dawn, it's because these are just online curated records of business information. Typically, just putting your business name, the address, and the phone number to build the SEO towards your business name. Okay, so that whenever it becomes more stable online. Unfortunately, I would say we don't promote TikTok. And mainly Facebook is associated with Instagram. We are not able to put Instagram here, but as long as we do, for example, you're running Facebook ads, which is, unfortunately, I don't see Facebook ads here. In cases where you do run Facebook ads, then we do have the option to run the ads as well through Instagram. So whatever you're showing as an ad on Facebook, it's going to show on Instagram as well. Though at the same time, since we're doing your website, what we can do is we can link your Instagram to your website. Okay, but yes, I would like to agree with you about Pinterest, TikTok, and
X.
I'm sorry. Yeah, X.
Like Twitter, like all of those.
Yes, but those are actually links that we can put on the website, but they're not considered.
I think they're on our website. Let me see. My son added those. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but these are not considered directory listings. Dawn, these are actually considered a whole new page. Because if you look into the current listings that you have right now, the ones at the top are what we call quality directories, which is, again, involving Yelp, Facebook, and Bing. We've got Google Maps, Google Places, the relevant yellow. Those are the ones that we consider quality because these are main pages wherein if you are promoting business on Google, this is really attributable towards SEO. The rest are directories listings because these support, okay, this supports the Google business profile and the search engine. I would say the searches on the search engine to make sure that your business information, which we call NAP, business name, address, and phone number becomes more stable. So whenever someone searches again, it is highly, I would say it is highly shown on the results.
Right.
It's kind of like really, I mean, very, very, kind of very technical, but yes, I love the, I would say, the subtle suggestion about X, Pinterest, and Twitter. I mean, I'm sorry, Twitter. TikTok, which, again, I'm glad our technical team know about it because, you know, the trends are definitely within those pages lately. But, yeah, that's just what we do have here as part of the advertising.
Okay, and then my second thing I had, my son, I believe you set up a time for somebody to call Philip. That is my son. Celine called Philip at like 1:55.
Okay.
The conversation was only 15 minutes long, and she could not resolve anything. She said that she didn't have the information in front of her to do that. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. I can't hear you.
Sure.
She didn't have any information in front of her to help him with any of the situations that he was trying to figure out.
That's weird.
So basically she called to see what the problem was and had no information in front of her to help him. And then when he kind of expressed the situation, like he said, it's affecting his family because there's no work coming in. It's affecting the company. It's affecting he kind of went down the line and was telling her how it's affecting everything, and she laughed at him as if she didn't care, is how he took it. And he said it was very offensive.
You mean she?
Celine laughed at him when he was trying to explain how it was affecting him, and. So I don't know how, like that, number one, that's not professional. Number two, that's my son. So, of course, my mama bear claws are coming out because that's my son.
Mm-hmm.
But professionally, like, I don't understand why she called him in the first place unless she didn't have anything in front. She told him, I don't have that information in front of me to help you do that. I'm sorry. Let me have, who was it, Steve? Yeah, said, could I have Steve call you back? Steve never called Philip back. I don't even know who Steve is.
Okay. So
is he somebody who works for you?
Someone. Well, yeah, Steve is also part of our technical team. But that is weird that she mentioned Steve is to call you.
She's like, well, let me help Steve call you.
Yeah, I do apologize for the experience, though, and I'm not able to, of course, side with Selena for now or side with Philip. I just really want to be in between. My main concern here as well, to address your concerns, Dawn, to make sure that we do keep on track. But I do not want to miss the part as well that you had that experience with Celine. Of course, we would love to address that. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me just go over a couple more information here. Why she offered a call with Steve?
Yeah, I don't understand why. She basically told him, I can have Steve call you back to help you get this resolved. And Philip was like, I talked to him this morning. He's like, Philip, I said, well, what does Steve say? And she said, Steve never called me.
But was the website concern resolved? Or
I do not know. I would have to call Philip because I left. I had to leave the meeting, so I'm not even sure if it did.
Okay. That's weird, though. Again, I do apologize that I did hear you called out the call that you had with Celine, with a representative that you spoke with earlier. And of course, that is not an experience that we want you to have here at Local Splash. I would say that it's very unfortunate that it's happened, and we will definitely, you know, of course, we will definitely want our management to look into that so it doesn't happen again. And of course, for you to not feel that we're just, you know, we're just keeping it on the side. So I'll definitely raise that information that you mentioned to me, because I haven't really heard of Steve doing phone calls lately. So one quite weird thing to say, Steve is going to call you, because he's mainly doing, you know, the technical stuff. And you know how people are when it comes to them being experts about technical stuff. They don't really, you know, they don't really talk too much.
I get that. Yeah, before we opened our business, I worked with, I worked with a big company to do websites, and we basically would bring people's websites on a new platform and rebuild the whole entire thing. So I get it, and I understand, like, the back end of these things. So I'll touch base with him and find out if it was, was resolved and what wasn't.
Please do so, Dawn. And if ever there's still pending details or any pending edits that are needed towards the website, please let us know. You can send us a text or give us a call. Let us know about it. Or how about this instead? I'm going to add your name on the account. I know we've been talking a lot of times already. I'm going to add your number just so when you send us a text, if it's the most convenient way for you to inform us that we need to call you, then your phone number, I mean, your text message is going to go through. Okay?
Okay, well, let me give you Philip's number as well, because he does a lot of this stuff. I just come into play when things are not moving the way they are after several attempts.
I'm really not feeling good about what the experience Philip had. I'm a mother too, so if that happened to my son, I would feel upset.
I'll get it.
Yes. But no worries, again, I'll have it checked, and then we'll wait for your confirmation if everything has been addressed. If not, then we'll have someone other than Selene from our website team to call you. To call Philip.
Okay? It was really shocking because I've been talking to Selene since we started, so I was a little set back.
So, me too. Yeah, because it's not, again, it's always our goal as service providers to make sure that you have the best experience here at Local Splash. So it's really something alarming to hear that it was the experience Philip had.
Yeah. Okay. Let me get with Philip, and then I can shoot you a text. Is this the number to text you up on?
Yes, you can send a text to this phone number as well. So send us a text whenever you want to, or whenever you want to let us know that we still need to talk to Philip, so I can go ahead and schedule a call with another specialist. We'll just send it to another specialist, and I'm sure, because of what happened, I would say, if I'm Philip, I don't want to talk to Celine again. I do want to get him another specialist to help him out in cases where there are still pending details or pending edits that needs attention.
Okay. Sounds good.
Oh, by the way, I think I do have Philip's number here. Is that the 720-737-6308?
Yes, that's his.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much. But in case, again, your number, your text messages from your current number ending at 6312 should go through to the account. So whenever you give us the heads up, we'll definitely get in touch. We'll reach out to you, we'll schedule, and then we'll make things right. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. No worries. But so far, Dawn, is there anything that requires attention, any other concern that you have?
I got to get with Philip. I had to leave, so I didn't get the whole gist of everything.
Okay. Unfortunately. Yeah. Well, yeah, when you have the time, talk to Philip, let us know. And again, I'll be looking out for your message, and we'll take it from there. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for your time as well, Dawn. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes.